Right on the bottom of the Rosh, the Bukhul HaRift is the first to ask this question, and he gives a, well, basically you have to give a Dachik answer. The question is just which Dachik answer you are going to give, and I guess Dachik is someone in the eye of the beholder, so everyone can decide which answer they like the best. The Bukhul HaRift is hard to swallow. None of the Achronim like the Bukhul HaRift, but he's the first one to point out the problem right here in those days. Here it is. He says, "Mitam yad kana." Men don't have yad. Oh, hi, look up isha. The Rush was only talking about isha in our sugya. Ish would work differently. Ish, it would be mitam shlichus. When the Rush said mitam yad, he only meant isha. So that's the Pulach Arithas. He basically says, right, that's the stira. This is Simon Lamed Aleph in the Rush. This is Simon Chav Tes in the Rush. The Papulach HaRifta says basically, take Simon Lamed Aleph Lav Davka, right? The Rush only meant for women. When the Rush says that when you're standing next to it, it only works mitam yad, he meant for women. For men, it works mitam shlichos. Why? Because when you have such control over it, then that's the way the Achronim understand him. His lashon is a little difficult. That's as good of a shtamer and his shlichos. But for men, it's mitam shlichos. Okay, that is very, very difficult to say when the Rush was talking about how chatzers work. He only meant for women, but for men it works totally differently. That's certainly not Pashup shot in the Rush, right? That's what he says. He says, "Hi, legabe isha, aval legabe ish, mitar shlichus rabbi kidul el, ish, we know doesn't have yad, only a shlichus, according to the Rif, Rush, and Rambam. Have a time, achrina, dechi omen, it's lavi shlichus." That's different than standing next to it gives you shlichus. Why? He is a funny lashon, chvatsin gilei biyado. I wouldn't have used the word yad for shlichus. I think what he means is the same thing we said beforehand. That since it's so mishtamer that you can go catch it, therefore it could be shlichus. Okay, that's the Pulach HaRifta. It's hard to imagine when the Rush said, you know, his lashon is, you know, the yosvitam shlichus hilkos mitam yad kana. He was only talking about women. He wasn't talking about men. Okay.
Even more than that, the seer goes in both directions, right?
The what?
The stira goes in both directions, meaning most of the Rush over here is that women also both have shlichus and yad, even over there it only seems to...
No, I don't think over there anyone would say that women don't have shlichus.
Really?
I think when the Rif and the Rambam, I'm saying men is only shlichus, not yad, women have both.
But at least with the Rush and Simcha Tess, he said that since they have yad, so therefore... And then we're
loving the team yet. So seeing that all. Yeah, that you have Yad, and there's no need to come on to anything else at that point in the terms of his discussion in Chav Tes. But I don't think that's a valid diuk. Okay, that's one approach. To take Simon Lamed Aleph is talking only about women. Okay, Lav Davka is talking about Chlal, he's only talking about women. It's a little dachuk. A little bit less dachuk is the approach of the Nachlas David and the Nesivos. They say that's the Chav Tes is Lav Davka. You think the Rush and the Rambam, the Rif really meant, right? Remember, the Nachlas David was indignant about this idea. Really? Depending on your gender, Chinyan Chatzar is going to work a different way? That's ridiculous. Again, nothing's ridiculous. I mean, it also says that, we have to sprinkle ashes of a red cow. And the answer is that we don't have to understand everything that's in the Torah. But the Nachlas David thought that things like this, you know, red cows, Beseder, okay, that you're supposed to not understand. But things like this, he was clearly not a bias. He had a philosophical orientation here, which is that he just didn't think it made any sense that the Torah couldn't really be said in the Kinyan Chatzar depended on whether you're a man or a woman. These things should not be gender-specific. It's not a mitzvah on Grama. So he said, obviously, the Rush and the Rif and the Rambam didn't mean it. And the Nesivos comes to the same conclusion. He has all the kashas, the main kashas, this Rush. and comes to the conclusion, obviously no one really meant that there's a difference between men and women in terms of kinyan chatzer. So what did they really mean?
So
really, even Rif, Rambam, and Rush hold men have kinyan chatzer mitam yad. Everyone agrees men have chatzer mitam yad, men have chatzer mitam shlichus. Women have chatzer mitam yad, women have chatzer mitam shlichus. Everyone has all the tzvei dinim of kinyan chatzer. What did they mean when they said chatzer de gavra mishum shlichus is rabbi and not yad? Right? And gavra, what do they mean by gavra? Someone answered?
Cotton.
They meant cotton. Means katan. When they say gavra, they didn't mean that gavra is different. They meant that katan is different. Only a katan is different. Why? Here's the divergence between the Nachlas David and the Sivas. Nachlas David says, just like the Raivid, they mean the same as the Raivid. Mishum shekatan eino kone min haTorah. Ela midrabanan lo tiknu lo yad chatzer mitam yad avol tiknu viktana agav get. He says this is the Raivid. He basically said they don't mean the Raivid. Chatzer de gavra means chatzer of a small gavra. Why would they use the word gavra to only mean a katan? Because it's a sugi about katan. So they figured you knew. When they said men, they meant small men. Men, children. Because the sugi was about children. When they said women, they meant women, children. So sugi is about children. Okay, it's not a very duyik lashon. It's obviously not the pashut shot in the Rush, the Rif, the Rama. But he says clearly they didn't mean a difference between men and women. They only meant the technical difference between katan and katana. Why is there a technical difference? Because since it's only to kind of draw bonnet, Tana, who has chatzim shum yad, forget they were talking chatzim shum yad from Tzia. Katan doesn't receive a get, they didn't bother to be matakin. Okay. If so, then they never said the stira, never said a shita, so it's no stira. The Nesivos has a slightly different way of.
But isn't that contradictory to the problem before where we said why should it be gender specific?
No, so his answer is d'oraisa should be gender specific. But in terms of takana d'rabbanan, where all they're trying to do is make it like not contradict something else, so then you understand what's gender specific. A katana, she receives her get, it's going to work. So they have to be mitakin mitzia should also work so that people wouldn't be confused about the difference between mitzia and get. A katan, there's no need to prevent confusion. If it's just a matter of preventing confusion, or his lashon is not to make it chukha klula, not to make it look funny, then he's fine with gender differences. Yeah, we have to make a zera here in order that it shouldn't look funny, and we don't have to make a zera there. That's not, that's fine. The real reason is just, it's not because they have different genders. The real reason is just so it shouldn't look funny that we consider it a get, but not a kinyan on a metzia, and then people will get confused, etc. The Nesiva says a little differently. He also, interestingly enough, the Nesiva and a few achronim take this also as a problem in Muke Yosef and the Rebbe. How can the Book of Yosef and the Ran say in our sugya, remember, it was always mitam yad if men don't have yad? So the real answer is we saw that the Book of Yosef and the Ran had a different shot in the sugya of Kat Mektana. But some of the Akronim didn't realize this because they didn't have the original text and it wasn't so clear somehow. So anyway, he also asked in the Book of Yosef. He has to formulate his answer slightly, the specifics of the answer differently for that. We won't get back to that. Let's just stick with the Rush part of the answer. He says that really everyone has a yad, so why doesn't a katan? Why doesn't katan have chatzer mitam yad like a gadol? So the Nesiva and Nachlas David say still draw a button. The Nesiva says, a little more of a lumdish approach, because in order to have chatzer mitam yad, what do you need? You need omid betzido and shomer, right? You need to have shmira of omid betzido l'shomro, bein yad bein chatzer. You need shmira, and he says a katan doesn't have A katan doesn't have das lishmar. So he says two pshatim. He says either a katan doesn't have das lamod itzido lishmor, or B, he says it could be that yad only comes to chatzer, mishum yad only comes to pasuk of gneva. The katan doesn't have gneva because he's less than bar mitzvah and he's not chayev for veiros gneva. Gneva is not veiros, it's a chiyuv. Or because we learn chatzer from gneva, and katan is not chayev for gneva. So basically, he says either you can find a technical problem with the limud, katan doesn't have gneva, or he says more fundamental problem. Yeah, chatzer only works whether mitam yad or mitam shlichus, but mitam yad, mitam shlichus is mishamer itself. Mitam yad chatzer only works because you stand there and you're mishamer, and a katan doesn't have das, he can stand there, but it doesn't count as standing there, because he's not standing there to really control the situation. So therefore, it's not like a yad, but a katana. But gzeiras hakasuv, then a katana is kona anyway, from get. From get, we have gzeiras hakasuv, from him, the difference to daraisa, that even though katana doesn't have das lishmor, she's kona anyway. Why? Gzeiras hakasuv from get. Or even though katana can't be learned from gneva, that's a little easier. Gzeiras hakasuv from get. So he's willing to retain this gender distinction. He just says you only need the gender distinction for katanim and katanus. For adults, no, everyone has chatzar mitam yad. And himatze v'yado hagneva. Only for katanim can you not learn chatzar mitam yad, and the katana gets into gzeiras hakasuv.
Is this related at all to whether you're
going to
hold, if you have to say
d'chatzar? What? But, perhaps.
Meaning, but why do we care if you have katan lishmor or not? Like, if a katan does a good job, practically speaking, be shomer is
a man. Right, it is a good question. Meaning, the truth is, I don't really have an answer to that question. Meaning, whatever, the katan is 12 and a half years old. Like, maybe he doesn't have formal das, right. But obviously, you know, if they, you know, so, you know, depending on what fell in, but if a, you know, a, what do they call those things? Nintendo Wii, right? That's what katan like, right? They still like those? Right, that's a game system,
yeah.
Right? So, if a, you know, or whatever, was some, you know, football, right? If a football fell into the chatzer, then the katan, okay, that's even, no matter what age you are, you can relate to that. The if a football fell into the chatzer, right, then the katan, he can clearly guard it, right? He clearly understands what a football is. We're not talking about a two-year-old time. He clearly understands what a football is. He clearly understands he wants a football. Clearly knows how to take the football away from other people. So it's a good question, this Nesivus, which is, you know, why should you need such a high level of das? And I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to answer that.
That's why you needed the second answer.
Yeah, maybe that's why you have to come on to the second answer. Anyway, so the Lemaisa, this approach to Nafas Dov and Nesivus is also a little dachuk, because it's also a little dachuk, because because first of all, it says that when they say chatzer gavras mishum shlichus, and that yeah, they didn't really mean gavra; they only meant small gavras, and then the Nesivus has to come up with this svara, you know, which is somewhat questionable. But the Maisa, that's what you're forced to do in order to resolve this svara. Say no one ever meant the difference between men and women.
What was something
like
your neighbors teaching us yad?
Well, according to the. Meaning that was the shock of having the Gemara, right? They defended the notion that it was teaching shlichus, right? They defended the notion it was teaching shlichus, but that might not be the maskana. Just because it's defensible doesn't mean it's the maskana. He took the maskana as that it's teaching us God.
So, a nafkamin between the nafla David and the nesivos would be that for a katana, whether mitzia is the rice of the rabban.
Sounds
like, right?
Yes.
Which goes to serve the defense.
Correct. Correct. Okay, the. And now, there is a fancy lumdish way to be. Obviously, you're waiting for the fancy lumdish way to resolve this by saying, no, he really meant it's in a chattes, he really meant it's in a lemon olive, he really meant it's not yad, and he really meant it is yad, and you just have to have a chap for understanding why. So, certainly inspired probably by the Rav Chaim we mentioned the other day, although from a different school, Rav Shimon Shkop starts developing this. It's in the Chiddush of Rav Shimon here, and one of his greatest Talmidim. Rav Gustman and the Kentrus Shiurim takes this idea and develops it a lot further. You want to hear great Rav Gustman stories, by the way. You should talk to the fellow Zev, who sits like right behind Rav Eliyav, like during the middle of the day. He's seems to be one of the biggest homies of Rav Gustman I've ever met in my life. He has the great stories from the old days. But Rav Gustman in the Kentrus Shiurim develops a whole mahalach, which answers this up, to try to answer this up. It's just also a chiddush. What Rav Gustman says is that, here we have the Rav Shimon Shkop and the Kuntrasei Shiurim say that the two sugyas, the two rushes, are talking about different issues. Are talking about slightly different issues. They say, Chatzer de Gavra Mishum Yad means, sorry, Mishum Shlichus is not a stira to Mishum Yad. Right? It's not a stira. They say that there's no stira in the first place. When we say in Chavtes that Chatzer de Gavra is Mishum Shlichus, what we mean is we really mean it's his yad. But he is by a shlichus. Meaning we don't mean that for a gavra it's shlichus gomer, and for an isha it's yad gomer. It's always mishum yad. My chatzer is my yad. My yikam so I should be yado. My mishus is my yad. The question is, what's my connection to that yad? How's that yad koner for me? And Rav Gustman's lashon, he says, how am I ochis this yad? Right? Where's my connection to this yad? So for a woman, the connection to the yad is natural. It is naturally, whatever property of hers is naturally part of her. For a man, it's a yad. It's kona through kinyan yad. But how does he connect this yad to him? Through a mechanism of shlichus means he has to make a connection to this yad. He has to, staple it onto himself. He has to, in order to make it his yad. So the question of how you get there, do you get there naturally? Do you get there naturally, or do you get there, because you have to make a decision, right? You have to actively connect this yad to you. That's the difference between men and women, and that's why a katana could have chatzer, because it's naturally her yad, and a katan can't, because he has to make this connection, and a katan doesn't have the power to make that connection to the mufka from making connections. However, chatzer she'omei b'tzido mishum yad just means in the end it is kona as his yad, but nonetheless, it took a process of shlichus to get there. That's the chat the kunch say shirim again. This is Reb Chaim. We don't know how we apply this. The same, Telzers and Briskers are not always supposed to be saying the same thing, of course. But Reb Chaim already said this idea that chotzim shem shlichus is lav da'afir. Really means it ends up with yad. It's just a question of how you get there. So this is what Reb Shimon basically says. He develops. And Rav Gustman develops specifically to answer this theory in the Rush. He says there's no theory in the Rush. In Simon Chav Tess, he says men need the process of shlichus to get there, and therefore Katan can't do it. But once the man uses this process of shlichus, he now makes it into his yad, and now it's kona as a yad. and that's all the Rush meant in Simon Lamed Aleph. So it's no theory at all. The only tricky part about this is that you still end up with a lav davka. According to this, the rush is davka. What's a little lav davka? The only problem is, what's the weakness? Is that The weakness is that the Gemara is Lav Davka. Why? The Gemara is Lav Davka because the Chatzer is Rabbi Mishum Yad on Reish Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, which is the end of our sugya, doesn't mean the same thing as Chatzer Mishum Yad is Rabbi on Daf Yud Amud Beis. That's the only weakness, that on the previous sugya, Chatzer Mishum Yad is Rabbi means. If Chatzim means it's naturally Yad, you don't mean the process of Shlichus. In our sugya, Chatzim Mishum Yad, it's Rabbi Mishum Yad, means the same thing that over there could have been called Chatzim Mishum Shlichus. So over there, when they talk about Chatzim Tana, they use Yad and Shlichus to mean how it gets to be your Yad. And over here, they use Yad to mean it ended up being your Yad. But then the terms of the Gemara are not consistent from one daf to the next. So that's also a little lav dafka. Could it really be that when they say the Lashon of Chatzer is Rabbi Mishum Yad in our sugya, they don't mean the same exact thing as Chatzer is Rabbi Mishum Yad in the sugya? It could be, but that's also a little dachuk. So my problem is that in the end, the steer and the rush, there are many ways to answer it, but there are no ways to answer it that are totally satisfying, because either you have to say he didn't mean what he said in Simlam Aleph, he was only talking about women, but he had a totally different Aleph for men that he didn't bother to mention, or, which is possible, but dachuk, or then the Chavkes, and he said Chatzim de Gavra does it only works on Shlichus, he only meant Kata, not all Gavras, which is also a little dachuk, or you have to say there's no Stira, because the two Sugyas were using the same words in different ways, one a blot away from each other, which is also a little dachuk. So I don't know, I don't have a great answer for the Rush, I'll have to leave that for you to discover when you get older.
Does he give a svara why there's a natural connection between...
No, that's already Tamiya Mitzvos. No one's interested in stepping there. Except for Nachlas David, who says there is none and I don't like it.
If you have it that originally that there is some whatever gender difference, so okay, like you don't understand what that means, but if you're modifying it, meaning that means you attempt.
Okay, I'm not sure. Sorry, Ian. Alright, anyway, so that's the way to answer this during the Rosh Lamaisa. I don't know, I'm not 100 million percent satisfied, but Lachori, you have to take one of these answers. And in any case, we have to move on. So let's move on to Tosfos. Tosfos says, back on our daf, like Yud Aleph and Aleph. Of course, it'll tie into the same question. Zachsolo. Right, what does the Mishnah say? Rosh and Rachna Zemsiach, and Sikhshavarach, goes to the Parch of Yomar, Zachsoli Sadai, Zachsolo. Right, you have to have an amira zachsoli sada. You have to say, I want to be kona with kinyan chatzer. Says Tosfos, nira, afagav de lo amar zachsoli de zachsolo. Right? Nira lav dafka. You don't really have to say zachsoli sada. It's kona without amira. Kidda amrina, but Alan Tosfos says two proofs, which seems to be good proofs. A, itikam rabbanu delikni kilohamar mai hafi. Right? Then in Dalet Amos, the Lashon HaNoir is, if it's a kona or bana dalam sarkona, then you don't have to say anything. It's kona automatically. The ain lomer de hasvahin mishum nafal ala de goli bidaik shirosu linko. So don't say they only went in that case when you jumped on and you showed you want to be kona. Well, hachim yom rosu linko. So here you don't want to be kona. The adrav a mashal el de ilon nafal kona tfei the afgav lomer de akni. Okay, he says, so look, mashal ligmar that jumping on it is worse for you. Not jumping on it would be better. And therefore, not so going to be better. Shows your kona even without saying anything. That's his first proof. Oh, the second proof. The Amr Yosrochani Echatzir Shalom Kona Lo Shalom Midaito. We know that Echatzir Mishdamer is Kona Shalom Midaito. So Echatzir can't be kona without you saying anything. Avgav Dlomer Kni. V'Halcha Na is right. And L'Chora, the point of this question is Echatzir Mishdamer is kona even without saying anything. And if you're only Bitsido, then it's also Mishtamer. Now it's Mishtamer. You can't without saying anything. Two good proofs. Oh, what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah is the good proof the other way. What about the Mishnah? Meaning, you basically have a stira. You have three proofs. One is you have Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Dalet Amos, which says you don't need to say anything. Two is you have Reb Yossi, Rav Chanina about chatzer hamishtameres, which is that you don't need to say anything. Three, you have the Mishnah, right, which is v'omar zachza li sadai, which seems to imply that you do need to say something. That's what the Mishnah said. So what does Tosos Udi'imei, right? Tosos and a number of Rishonim assume that really those first two proofs are impossible to get out of, and for sure you don't have to say anything. That's Tosos and the Rashba and the Rush. So one approach is Tosos, the Rush, the Rashba all take the same approach. They say you don't need to say anything. One proof, two proofs. What about the Mishnah? The Mishnah is no problem. Vachanaka Misham Seifa Dafilo Omar came in the Ruts Kedarko Lokani. Labdavka only Sada. It's only for the Revus of the Seifa, really in the Resha, I mean, if you could catch them. If it's a lame deer, then you don't have to say Zafli Sada. But in the Seifa, if it's a running deer, so you're not Konet. That's the Chiddush, even if you said Zafli Sada, you're still not Konet. But it's not that you need that to be Konet, just to teach you a Chiddush, so you shouldn't think it helps you be Konet in a running deer. No, it's Lomala Lomori. It's not necessary to be Konet a lame deer, and it doesn't help to be Konet a running deer. So it's Lervusa. This Seifa Nakat. Okay, that is Tosus. And the Rashba and the Rush agree with him. Okay, if we looked at our Daf the Gemara, how do we know who holds you do need to say something? The Gra. Well, not the Gra, but the Gra is who to look at. Right? What does the Gra say? Nechta vit sido. Aval Rambam mechalik v'dalav chosher sheres l'chosher sheinim mishtameres. The Rambam differentiates, right? The Rambam seems to have some sort of chiluk. Right? So, what is... I mean, the Rambam's pretty clear. I mean, Rambam's exceedingly clear. The Rambam says every time the two places, right? Both places are on the Makor sheet here, I think. The two places in Hilchos Gzeilah Aveidah Yud Zayin and Hilchos Zuchim Matana Perek Dalet. Maybe I'll put one Rambam. Okay. But the Rambam is very clear that he takes the Mishnah as Davka of Amar Zofsali Sadai. So the Rambam says, let's just read it. Zeilah Aveidah Yud Zayin. Mi shara achir rotzen achar and tziyav ari tzvi shavar gozul kol parchu im haya omi b'tzeh satzad sadeh shem besocha v'ilu rotzen achar im haya magiyan v'omar zotzli sadai zotzalo sadehu. Right, if he was standing tzad sadehu and could catch it and said zotzli sadai zotzalo sadehu, it sounds like pretty clear that it's fine. You must say zotzali sadai. And the Rambam the same thing in Hilchos Zechia Umatana Perek Dalet. Thank you. The same thing. He says that Chatzish Ein Mishtameres Kiyom Sadei Rechur Baso Achi Yaomei Betzido V'Yomer Zosli Sadai. Chatzish Ein Mishtameres. It doesn't work unless you're standing there and you say Zosli Sadai. That's exceedingly clear. Doesn't work unless you're standing there and you say Zosli Sadai. The Rambam thinks you need to say Zosli. Sadai, the Rambam says you need to say Zafsali Sadai. That's his general rule. Obviously, not for Chatzir Mishtameres. That's Kona Shlomi Naita. Obviously, you don't say anything. You don't need to know anything. But you need to say Zafsali Sadai, and obviously, his makor is the Mishnah. What does he do with the two problems? We'll have to come back to in a second. Who agrees with the Rambam? What? Legamre? Or he makes a pshar? What kind of pshar might he make? Okay, Ritva? What does the Ritva say? Does the Ritva hold something?
The
Ran. Does the Ran? Well, what does the Ritva say? The Ritva says that to be koneh by standing next to a chatzar, you always need to say Amar Lisadai? Like the Rambam? Or? Only in some cases.
Other people are right.
So he says, and a chiluk, right? Meaning he makes a chiluk, three, the Ritva, and the Tosfot inherits the same idea. It's, I think, you'll do with it. The Ritva, in general, his version of Tosos or Rebbein Peretz. That's the only Tosos he ever quotes. He says it depends, right? What does it depend on? If there's other people running after it or not, right? Depends if... others are chasing. Meaning, in the case of Dalet Amos, what would he say? When do you not need to say anything in Dalet Amos? If you're not trying to outrun other people. In the case of Gemara, someone else came. Not the other case, someone else came later in the Mishnah. Right? Here is, meaning no problem. Right? Chatzim Shtameris, this just an Okimta. Right? You don't even need the Okimta in this case. This is just a case where that's the normal rule. And the normal rule is your kona automatically. Only in our Mishnah. Because others are chasing. Not just like people see you get in and chase you. Basically, they were chasing first, right? You wouldn't even know the Metziah except for you saw them running after it. Okay, why does it make a difference? So what if other people are running after it? Meaning, if a chatzar is kona, it's kona, right? To show that he's not mitsiyash, meaning it has nothing to do really with kinyan chatzar. It's just that, what might you think? If I see other people running after something, and I don't say anything, then I'm the vater lahem, right? Meaning, could it very well be that a reasonable person, remember, what's the okimta here? The guy was standing there. I'm standing next to my field. I happen to see a bunch of people chasing after a deer or something, right? I didn't see the deer. I had nothing to do with the deer. All of a sudden, they're running after the deer. So if I don't say anything, there might be an umdana that I'm a nice guy. What would a nice guy do? It's not so crazy. A nice guy might say, look, I had nothing to do with anything. Let them catch their deer. Right? Not a crazy idea. So I think the way the Ritva says is, and silence would imply that, how do you say vater maybe say it a little different. Let's look at the, let's look at this lashon. Imply to who that I'm vater, right? The Ritva's lashon, if I have the right one, yeah. Right, the Ritva says, why? But not as a general rule. For sure, if you don't want it, right? So that's the Ritva, would imply that he lets them have it, right? He's mafgir to them. Okay, if he's mafgir to them, then there's no, then there's no problem. So he says our mishnah is an exceptional case just because it would look, based on the circumstances, if I didn't say anything, it would look like I was mafgir to them, as opposed to a normal case where something just falls into my field, where no one else is chasing it, and no one would really think that I'm about to be mafgir anything, where it wouldn't look funny. Okay.
How
does he deal
with the first case of the mission
to see if I can take any action out there? Oh, did I just lose my place? One second. No, what does he say here? No, he says as long as, he doesn't say anything about being an animate object. You're confusing him with the Ram. Okay, where's the Tosfot in Peretz? I think he says something similar. Here we are, found it. Says the V'yishlomar d'shani hacha d'halo yadi d'nichle d'ziskele sedeir d'sampa d'atayu d'parshi mina kozmadil omar came in shirotson rotsanachem tzia makminteo l'sadehu. So, okay, here it's a little trickier lashon. I'll have to come back to it. But he says, you know, it's different here because they don't know that he wants it, right? So unless he says he wants it, then they won't, you know, then they won't leave it alone. If so, is he saying the same thing as the riffer or something slightly different? What's he talking about? He says, if I'm silent, then they won't know that I want it. So what difference does it make if they know that I want it or not?
It's a tzaddikim, they won't take it if they know he wants it.
I mean, they probably did take it. That's why it's coming to Beis Din, and that's why there's a mission about it.
No, if they know he wants it, then it's not hefker, and it's in his rishus, they can't take it. If they don't know, if they know that he doesn't want it,
if they think,
they're not just wanting, they would take it.
So, he just had him give it back. I was calling it. No? So, I think it may be that this is really the mucker, this is supposed to be an appearance of the Beis HaLevi's pshat.
Right? What?
Well, let's read the Tosfos appearance again. Oh, that was in brackets. Maybe you didn't all see. I'll read it to you. He says, the Be'inan Omei B'tzatzadeh, the Havelim Mishtameris, right? Omei B'tzatzadeh makes the Mishtameris. Kid Amar Zachsoli. And as what's the point? Now, Kid Amar Zachsoli, what's the point of saying Zachsoli? Make it Mishtameris. Right? The Ha'amra Chetzer Shalom Mishtameris Konos Lomi Daito. The Yeshlomar Shani Hachet Olo Yadi Nicholei Desizkile Shadeh. The Sankha Dathai Deparshana Kos Mandalo Amar. They don't know that he wants it. And then they won't leave it alone if he doesn't say anything. But if he says something, he says he wants it, then he wants it, they'll leave it alone. Meaning, what's the point of him saying something? The point of him saying something is so that they will leave it alone. And why is it important that they leave it alone? Because if they don't leave it alone and they think it's okay to take it, then what might happen? Then what would you call the situation? I'm standing next to my chatzar, I'm watching it. But there are two guys who are chasing first, who assume that I let them have it. What's the chisaron here? The chisaron here sounds like the ein mishtameris, which is exactly the makor for the Beis HaLevi's shot in the Rambam. Although I'm not so convinced of this. Of this pshat in the Rambam, the Tosfos in Peretz, I think, says the same thing, but for a different reason. He also says same, but it seems to be a different svara. In Dalat Amos, and the Chosin, even Mishnah Merif, no one else is chasing. But I think he's saying a different svara than the Ritva. Why is our Mishnah unique? Our Mishnah is unique, is different, because others are chasing. And if you are silent, they think you don't want it. And once they think you don't want it, it's called Eina Mishtameris. Means what he's saying is the Yikaron is Mishtameris. Normally it's Mishtameris, not me saying anything. What do you mean? I stand here, I have a field, I stand here, I'm watching all my bundles of wheat in my field. That's not Mishtameris, because I don't say anything. Right? Normally, I don't say anything to make a Mishtameris. But if people are chasing it, and a reasonable person might have let them have it, and I don't say anything, then I've turned it into such a Mishtameris, because even if they come to the wrong conclusion, but if they think I let them have it, that's not called Mishtameris. If I create a situation where it looks like I let other people have it, whether I really did or not, that's Eina Mishtameris. So I think there's a subtle difference between the Ritva and the Tosfos parents. The Ritva saying, I'm really mafkir to them if I'm silent. Because in this situation, it looks like I might want to let them have it. So Svarim Peretz says, even if I don't really want to let them have it, if I give the impression I want to let them have it, that's already a problem. What problem is it? Impressions? The problem is that the impression is that they can have it. It's a chatzar she'ein mishtam eres now. Right? Meaning, if I have a slide in my chatzar saying, please feel free to take things. Even if I stand there and I think that I want to be kona everything, that's not mishtam eres. Because other people think they can come in.
I don't understand how they understand the term mishtam eres, because it could be that people think they can come to my house also. People think that even if I say not to come in, they're still going to come in. Meaning, where do you draw the line of what mishtam eres is?
It's a good question, so I think you have to draw the line based on what a reasonable person would think. Meaning, a reasonable person doesn't think that a reasonable person thinks that if there's something in my yard and I'm standing there, that I'm in charge of it, that I don't want people coming into my yard and taking it. Except in this case, where a reasonable person might think that I do want them taking it, because they were chasing it before I noticed it and I didn't say anything.
Even though it's awesome for them to come to my field.
Even though it could be that you're not supposed to trespass in someone's field, meaning clearly, let's say I'm not here at all, and I have a field. If there's no fence, that's called Einam Mishtameres. So it's a good question. That's why he does use the lotion of Somcha Datayu. Well, it first says Somcha Datayu, then Somcha Daite. I'm not sure if the right gear says only Datayu, only Daite. Somcha Datayu also means of what they think. Meaning, if I say Zosuli Sadai, then they think, okay, the game is up. If I don't say anything, then they think, maybe it's not so nice to walk in someone else's field, but it's not a big deal.
What does mishtamert mean? I mean, does mishtamert means that the item is set, can't go out, or mishtamert means people can't come in?
Good question. Simple pshat is, mishtamerit means that, look at this. Obviously, it's something to do with the item, because if the item is a tzvi rutz, then it's never mishtamer. So I think mishtamerit means that people can't get the item. I think it's both. People can't get the item. Let's say I had something that's very heavy that doesn't move, but it's in an abandoned open lot without walls. That would still be in a mishtameris. If I didn't have a fence. So I don't think it's just a matter of the item moving. It's a matter of whether, you know, basically, everyone knows there are some places that are hefker. Everyone knows there are some places you leave something, someone's going to pick up. And there are some cases where if you leave something, people are not going to pick up. It's going to end up staying for you.
Two things. One, is it the Ritva's understanding of, like, the Alamos, and then, like, fly in the face of the issue that looks
of what?
Of a total cut of the Alamos in the first place. I think it's an order that people should fight. But he's making the case of when there's nobody there. So then obviously when everybody's fighting.
No, not when there's nobody there. When no one was chasing after it before me.
Even upset, okay.
And when someone is chasing after before me, then I need an Amira.
Okay, and also just in terms of his lashon of Mafkir, does he really think you're being like you're
a No, he doesn't mean Mafkir. He just means I'm a Vatera. I let you take it. Of course, he doesn't literally mean Mafkir. Mafkir is not always used in the most literal sense. Okay, the Beis Halevi basically takes a similar approach in the Rambam. The Beis Halevi says, well, what's pshat in the Rambam? How does he answer the question from Dalet Amos? Right, we didn't answer the question from the Rambam yet. How does the Rambam answer the question from Takanas Dalet Amos? After all, if Dalet Amos is Kona without Amira, Dalet Amos is really, there's no fence around it, I'm just standing with Tzino, right? That shows that there's no fence around it, I'm only with Tzino, I don't need Amira. So he says, no, Dalet Amos, when the Rambam says it's Kona without Amira, that means if I'm the only one in that Dalet Amos. And when a field needs an Amira, that's if there are other people in the field. And he says, because if I'm the only one there, that's called Mishtameres, and meaning, even if there's someone down the block who might notice and come, right now it's Mishtameris. And if there are other people in the field already, that is not Mishtameris unless I say something. So that is similar to the Beis Halevi, says a similar pshat. In the Rambam, we'll come back to it in a moment. Someone quoted the Ran before. What does the Ran say? Is it the same as someone who's on the board? What does the Ran say?
An animal?
depends on if the metziah is animate or not. Correct. Right? Why? What's the ikaron? Is the ikaron similar to the Ritva's ikaron or the Tosfos Peretz's ikaron? Here, saying. So what does the Ran say, and the Mukhe Yosef? Depends if Metziah is mobile, right? So these cases were a stationary Metziah, right? These two cases of Chatzar Mishtameris. Well, Chatzar Mishtameris has a fence around it. It might not even make a difference if it is stationary, right? But certainly the Kinyan Dalet Amos is a... is a stationary metziah. After all, mistama, the whole sukkinid al amos, I don't need to say anything because the metziah is not moving. If the metziah is not moving, the case of the fence might not really make a difference because if you have a good fence, then the metziah can't really move, you know, because it can't escape the fence, right? So, lachor, in this case, a fence is just as good as stationary, but what's unique about our case? What's unique about our case is that the metziah can run away. If so, what's the difference? Why does it make a difference if the Metziah can run away or not? Why does it make a difference if the Metziah can run away or not? Josh? So who cares? It's a chiluk, but what's the svara?
The chatzar can't function independently.
Okay, that's an interesting idea. I don't think that's what he says. Maybe we'll come back to that. I think the way the Ran says it is because... Then what? No, I don't think that's what he's saying. That would be similar to the Ritva. Okay, it's here someplace. He says that if you're not Miss O'Rear, right, he talks about being Miss O'Rear to get it. What do you mean? You need Ratzachrein Magion. Why do you need Ratzachrein Magion? L'chor to be Mishtamer. So he says if the Metziah is not moving anywhere, then it's always Mishtamer. If the Metziah is moving, then it's only Mishtamer because you can catch it. It's only Mishtamer if you're Misorer, if you're actively taking an interest in it. If I'm actively looking for it, then that's Mishtamer, because I'm actively looking for it and I can run after it. If I'm sort of passively noticing it, if I'm not actively into it, that's not Mishtamer, because it could run away before I really understand the implications of what's going on. I think that's Lashon of the Ran. I don't know where the Ran is.
You're just saying something. You're not actually physically doing anything.
Ah, but that's he calls it, the lashon he uses. Do you have it in front of
you? The problem here is a physical one, not a...
Is Miss O'Rear to catch it. I have to find... here we are. I found the Chusha Ran. The lashon he says is... Omar Zosul Isodai. What does he say? He says, Kamen Deshviv Golo Gozul Salo Mahalkanei. Kolshu mis orer the knosa mishtamer in himlo dei ratzachrei magiyan vilo vilo mitzatzner ein a mishtameres lo says once I'm mis orer I take an interest in them then I could run and get them that's mishtamer and you think about it I'm standing by my field there's an iPod on in my field that's mishtamer I'm standing there it's not going anywhere but if there's a duck waddling through my field even if it's not a lame duck ducks waddle slowly. If there's a duck waddling through my field, then if I take an interest in it, that's mishtamer, because I could catch it. If I don't take an interest in it, that's not mishtamer, because the odds are it'll disappear before I can catch up to it. And that's the svara of the Ran. If the Metziah can run away, then in eino mis orer lo, or eino mis orer liknoso, eino mishtamer, as opposed to. As opposed to a case where the Metziah is not going anywhere, that's always Mishtamer, or a case where there's a fence around it before, that's always Mishtamer.
So we need to catch up with the fence. Of whether a Chatzar Mishtamer needs Das or not, you're saying it's the same thing. You're saying that if you don't have the Das, it's not Kogan.
No, saying that Das is just for the Hechi Timtzi of Mishtamer. The das is just for the hechitimsi of mishtamer. I think that, okay, let me make that important clear. What's the role of amira? What is the lundus of amira? What's the point of amira? For Tosfos, none. There is no such thing as amira, right? It's all adavka. It's just the rus of the seifa. For the ritva, it's just negative to prevent an umdina of, you know, let's call it, of hefker, let's call it, right? Again, I'm literally hefker. Meaning, the amira doesn't do anything. I'm coded without the amira. It's just, you might have an umdina of hefker, so I need the amira to take away from the umdina of hefker. For the Tosfin appearance in the Ran, what's the role of the amira? It's not that I need amira to be kona. It's not that I need amira to be kona. It's just the hechitimsi of mishtamir. It's playing more of a role than Tosos, obviously. Zosali Sadai. More of a role than the Ritva, who just says to avoid umdina of hefker. But it's not that the amira plays a role per se. Mishtamer is what's important. Mishtamer is kona, ain't mishtamer not kona. That's the principle of the whole daf. Mishtamer. In one word, you can explain the whole daf to mishtamer according to 70% of mufarshim. It's all a matter of mishtamer, and even the other 30% think you can explain a lot of the lines based on that one word. Just some things are mishtamer automatically, and some things are only mishtamer if I say something. Like those reading parents says, things that other people are chasing are only mishtamer if I say something. Otherwise, since it looks like I'm after, it's not mishtamer. The Rambam would say anything that's moving is only mishtamer if I say something. And that's my saying is important. Because I'm paying active attention to it. I'm taking a direct interest in it. And therefore that's mishtamer. But it's just a attempt to mishtamer.
That's not das.
What?
That's not das. That doesn't describe
das. Clearly, it's a matter of das.
You meaning, might have the same
you know, in terms of the, yes, that. It has to do with my thought process, my knowledge. What I'm saying is, it's not that there's a halachic requirement of a new level of das. It's just that to have the background of mishtamer, in order to create this level of mishtamer, I need to put my das on it. What I'm saying is, das is not an independent factor. It's just creating a contempt of mishtamer. If I could create a different contempt of mishtamer, that would also be good enough. It's just a contempt of mishtamer. If it so happened that, I don't know, that I didn't say anything about the tzvi, but instead the tzvi happened to like walk into a rope and I was holding the other side of that rope, that would also be good enough, because it's clear that now it's mishtamer el yadi.
You could make enough for me. You could say, in that case, if someone in the morning gets up and said, look, anything that I see walking through my field, I want. So in this case, it would be fine, but if you say that you need das for it to be shown, you need das on this specific thing, so...
And in this case, I'm not sure it would be fine. According to the Ran, it wouldn't be fine.
Right.
Because you're not shomer it. Okay, Chaim?
You
have a sword or something already?
If no one's there.
What?
How come the Ran, if no one's there, you need Amir?
Ah, so the Beis HaLevi makes it sound like maybe only if there's someone there, which is not Pashup Shad in the Ran. Oh, so we haven't gotten to that yet. Good. Okay.
Doesn't the Ran at the end though say there's no difference even if it's not moving?
Then if it's not moving,
he says even then, because if you don't say something, then someone may come in and take it.
Anger yodeya osa. If you don't know that it's there at all. Okay, if you don't know that it's there at all, that is, what does he add? He adds, if it's moving, then unless you're misover the knosa, it's not mishtaner. If it's stationary, if it's immobile, I shouldn't say stationary, I say immobile, right? Then, as long as you know it's there, it's mishtamer. But if you don't even know it's there, that's not mishtamer, right? I mean, everyone can imagine, there are movies, whatever, right? A guy, all of a sudden, like, $1 million in a shopping bag lands in his chutzner. If he knows it's there, that's mishtamer, even if he's not misover. If he doesn't even know it's there, then what do? You wait for him to leave and you go take it, right? It's not mishtamer. So first of all, let me just change the word stationary to immobile, because I don't mean whether it's standing still or not. I mean whether it, I probably mean even if the tzvi happens to stand still for a second, that's still not mishtamer because it couldn't walk. The Ravid uses this idea to explain our Mishnah. What did the Ravid say to explain our Mishnah? Right, the right in the Shiva Betzes says in our Mishnah, I think he's using this to explain our Mishnah, he says, why do you need to say in our Mishnah, which is again, that's where the Ron got this idea from. The right, it says, let me just find it, sorry. this one's not as. Here we are. Hari Mishnah Seinu, right? It's the Ravid later on the Shecha, but he throws in Mishnah Seinu. So what does the Ravid say? He says, "We are came to Mitzad lonely Zocher Mekar Tikkun Lizer Every Lishen Zocher Cloud. Aren't you coming to Mitzad without knowing anything? Loi the Chimul Yod Be the Olam. If you never knew it was there, Val Fishal Omi Mitzad. If you're sitting there, ain't Mishnah Meres Lataito. It's not Mishnah Meres for you if you don't know that it's there." Right, are you just saying to be in a shiur or zosol lisadai? In the Mishnah, why do you say zosol lisadai? The afisha omer tzad sadeu. Why? Because it needs to be mishameres l'daito. You need to at least know it's there. It sounds to the Ravid like he's being a bit of an okimta in our Mishnah. Right, it's the shmos of the Ravid is that it depends if you know that it's there or not. You need to prove that you know that it's there. Right? So says the Ravid, and I think this is how he would answer the Stira. He doesn't say how he answered the Stira to the Dalamas. I think the Pashup shot would be, depends if you know it's there. That's the Mashmash of the Ravid. In Dalet Amos, just make the Ukimta that you, that it was obvious you know it's there. Yeah, you want this, but obviously you know it's there. Once you know it's there, it's Mishnah Meres L'daito. In this case, then you don't need Mishnah Meres L'daito. It's Mishnah Meres by the fence. But in our case, what's he saying in our case? In our case, basically, it wasn't clear that you knew the Metzia was in your field. How do we know you knew the Metzia was in your field? It's not like it's Dalet Amos where a guy was coming to, you know, to look for Peya or to, you know, was interested in Metzia. How do you know this thing's in your field? It just happened to run into your field. How do you know it was in your field at all? Exactly. So therefore, you need Amira to prove, again, there's a P the Ravid. He doesn't say too much. He just says one line. To prove that you know about it. Why? Because if you know about it, that's called Mishtameres L'daito. Right? You need it to be guarded, and you need it to be guarded somehow through your actions or knowledge. So for the Ravid, it sounds like, again, I'm adding to the Ravid. All the Ravid said is, I think I put the Lashon on the Torah sheet. All the Ravid said, that I came to you, the other baby, all of the Afishu Omin Satsadeh, Mishnah Meres L'daito. Vari Mishnah Sein, and Mishnah Meres L'daito, saw that the Afishu Omin Satsadeh. Sounds like because you don't necessarily know about it. Who says I know? People are running after a deer. Who says I noticed them? I have to at least know to be Mishtamer. So therefore, when I say the Amira, that makes it Mishtamer. But what the Ravid has in common is that the role of Zosli Sadai is to make it a hitintzi of Mishtamer. Okay, so far we've gotten to everyone, I think, but the Rambam so far, perhaps. But what I've tried to do now is, I just want to get Pshat and Sugya, no fancy lumbus. Tosa starts with an obvious stira. Right? Tosos doesn't say it's a stira. He says, look, our Mishnah is against two proofs. So Tosos goes with the two proofs and says our Mishnah is Lav Dafka. other Rishonim try to explain how the proofs are a different case and our Mishnah is a different case, because our Mishnah are other people chasing, because our Mishnah was something that's mobile, because our Mishnah maybe it's not clear that you knew what was going on, according to the mashmos of the Ravid. But what I also try to tease out is, what's the point of Zosli Sadai? Is there no point at all, Lav Davka? Is the point just to avoid an umdin of something else? Or is the point to be the background and create a hesitancy of Mishtameris? Now let's go back to the Rambam. Agav, which two Rishonim agree to the Rambam? The Rav Yomisul Milunil, that's the Rabbi Yohonas in the Shidduch of Beth Sessa. I actually saw in these nice new codices, they have a full Rabbi Milunil. He gets a little tricky. But also, you add to the Rambam, the Rilunil, and the Ramach, also in the Shidduch of Beth Sessa, both seem to hold like the Rambam, that across the board, there's a need for... across the board, there's a need for saying Zosli Sadai. The truth is, the Rimi Lunil is not so pasha. Could be that maybe you could say he only meant if there were other people there also, in which case he's the same as the Tosfos Rinu Peretz. I think Rav Gustman says the Rimi Lunil is really Tosfos Rinu Peretz. So, okay, let's write plus maybe the Rimi Lunil. However, the Rambam is pretty clear. What's the problem with the Rambam? The problem with the Rambam is that he doesn't make any conditions. What does he say? He says, Chatzir shel adam kohen lo shelo midaito in chatz mishtameris. Chatz she'en mishtameris. Only mitzido amar zosli sadai. He doesn't say it depends on kohen mitzido. He doesn't say it depends if other people are chasing after it or not. Right? He says you need to be only mitzido and zosli sadai. It sounds pretty clear like this is an across the board. Principle, likewise in Gzeilav Aveda. Okay, there he brings our Mishnah. Okay, so in Gzeilav Aveda, I apologize if I only put Gzeilav Aveda on the sheet. Although I thought I had the rule somewhere. Alright, what was that? If so, then I owe you an apology. But it seems pretty clear, at least in Zechiyah Matana, this is an across-the-board din without necessarily any okimta. So the question is how to defend the Rambam. Meaning, how did the... how to defend the Rambam. So, how are you going to defend the Rambam? What's the role of Amir for the Rambam? And then how are you going to answer the Kashas? Anyone? How to defend the Rambam? It's like there are two basic drachim of defending the Rambam.
You say that there's a difference between the Chatzim Mishavaris versus Chatzim Shinim Mishavaris.
What kind of difference? A technical difference or a fundamental difference?
Chatzim Mishavaris might be functioning in Tam Shlichos, and therefore you need to take a less of an active role in making it for you because the Shliach is going to do it for you. Pasha Yikim, when it comes to Inimish,
okay. Excellent. There are two different ways to justify the Rambam U Deime. One way we'll call Eli's way, right? To A, we'll call Eli. Anyone want to tell me to B? What he's saying is, what is Eli saying? First of all, anyone knows who said it before Eli? In general, there are two ways to understand like Mar and Rishonim when they're hard. Either you just have to think very well, or you just look through all the Achronim, because everything that you can find to think very well is said in the Achronim. There are so many of them that, and even if you look through the famous ones, you're bound to find 99% of all good Pshatim. So who said what Eli said? The Pnei Yeshua. Eli is the Pnei Yeshua today. We'll call it Eli / Pnei Yeshua. Says the Pnei Yeshua, he says the Rambam is based on the same Hakir we had last time. This only B'tzat Sadehu. Is just this another Hekitimtzi of the same thing, or is it a fundamentally different track? He says that... Oh, I didn't leave myself much room here for the... I let the Ritva steal the Rambam space, so we'll just put it here. Just to prevent... meaning to prevent a side problem. One track is that there's a fundamental difference. Chatzar ha-mishtameres is kone mishum shlichos. What's the whole point of shlichos? Do I need to say something to give my das when a shlich does something for me? No, the whole point of shlichos is that the shlich does it on his own, right? That's the whole point of shlichos. Mishum shlichos. Shliach does it on his own.
Sir, you have to tell the shliach to do it.
What?
You have to start off.
I have to remind the shliach. So obviously, the idea of chotzim tam shlichus is that this is the kind of shlichus that either that there's an umdra, there is a minoy.
No, the fact that you own the chatzir, that's
the that, oh, minoy. Right, or that the whole point of a minoy is to make a connection to yourself and the shliach, and you are intrinsically connected. Okay. But this is mishtameres. Is mitam shlichus, but omeid bitzad sadehu is mitam yad. That was the rush. That was the nesivos. And he said, "This is mitam yad. This is not like mitam shlichus. This is mitam yad. If this is mitam yad, then who's doing the kenyan? I'm doing the kenyan. For a yad, you need das. This is actually a big machlokes. The Maharit and the Mishnah Melech hold that you don't need das for kinyan yad. The Machne Ephraim and the Pnei Yeshua here hold that you need das for kinyan yad. But it makes a lot of sense. Mitam yad. So I need das liknos. I need to declare that I want to be koned. I need das liknos. Otherwise. Meaning, maybe I had das lichtos without saying anything. Okay, but Dvarim Shavlei Vein in Dvarim, and I can't prove that in court. Right? Go to court and prove that you really had das lichtos. Of course, whenever you do a kinyan, you need to prove that you had das lichtos. Right? Otherwise, you have to be a kinyan. Right? If I find something in the street, and I do a meshicha, right? I need to prove that I intended to acquire it. Okay, so if I go and do a meshicha, maybe that in and of itself is a proof, because why is I matriach myself? But I need to prove that I das lichtos. So this is what Eli was saying. Very pasha chiluk. In Mishtameres Mitam Shlichos, I don't need to be personally involved. In Omim Tzatzadeh, that's not Mitam Shlichos anymore. That's Mitam Yad, like the Russian and the Sivas is fundamental chiluk. And if it's fundamentally different, Yad means it's my Yad, I'm doing the Kenyan all by myself. The Chatzar doesn't act independently, doesn't have independent Shmira. It's I'm doing the Kenyan all by myself, I'm doing the Kenyan all by myself, and I need Amira. So he just takes this theme, this basic Hakira in terms of the first line of our Gemara, two totally different tracks. Or sort of coming together the same thing, and says that the shlichus track doesn't require a mira. Of course, I don't have to say something my shlich does something. The yad track does require a mira. For kenyan yad, I need to show my das that I want to be kona, and I need to prove that I want to be kona by saying zafsali sadai.
So
the Rambam's only, he's explicit, he's only explicit, I'm only chotshi yim shameres, ad chi yom tzatzadehu v'yomer zafsali sadai.
Can you say the when it comes to Kinyan, like said it differently, not that you need das lichtos, but rather you need the das in order to make it into your yad?
I need the das to make it into my yad?
Meaning, when it's Eidom Shemeres, so right now, meaning it could function as your yad, it could not. Meaning, you need some type of yichus.
No, it's not so pushy. I don't know if you need das to make it into your yad, just because a ketana is misgareshes b'chotz mitam yad, even though she doesn't have das. So
no,
I wouldn't want to.
But that's dealing with a chatzir that's already mishtamer. I mean, that
no.
Could...
That's who says.
I still think you have a problem, a slight problem with the Rambam in that the Rambam doesn't. You said Dvarim Shalei V'Eim Dvarim, but like, why do you have to come on to try to prove that you had das? I think it sounds like you're saying something like the Ritva, that like if there's people running afterward, then you have to, you know, show that you really want to be coming here. But the Rambam doesn't specify this. Specific to a case.
No, what do you mean? Why do I need to show that I prove that I das? Otherwise, how can I prove that on the Bible? Otherwise, how do I assert my Bibles?
Did it come chutzah? There's an animal that's walking into your chutzah. Why wouldn't you want to become? Of course, you're going to become.
What do you mean, why wouldn't I want it? It's not the question
why
I want to
be
I need active das. It's not that really I would want to be kona. Did I have active das? I have a kinyan, you need active das, not just that you would want to.
Right. I think the issue is not the proof of it. It's even a step before it. You don't see the proof. Did you have das? If somebody does a physical act, or it might be or something, and he said, but I don't want this, clearly it's not kona.
Right. Clearly, if I have something in my hand that I don't want to be kona, I'm not kona. Now, what if I have something in my hand that I don't think anything? Then the Pnei Yeshua and many Acharonim say, I'm not Kona. I need to have active das to make the Kenyan. Why? Because this isn't Shlichus. I have to make the whole Kenyan on my own, so I need active das. The reason I said prove is just because, what if I claim I have active das in my head, I just didn't say anything? So then, that would depend who was Mosak, but it wouldn't necessarily always help in Bezdin, because go prove it, or some leave it in the door.
So how do we get out of that, out of the argument that Chazal Shemar's merit doesn't need das, and like, so Chazal doesn't need das?
What do you mean? Of course it needs das. Chazal Mishtameris doesn't need das, because that's shlichus. The Chazal works on its own. But if you hold it.
Das.
What?
The Chazal doesn't have das. What do you mean? Who's doing the kinyan?
That is an interesting tanya. The chutzner itself doesn't have das. So how can it work on its own through shlichus?
Isn't that the solution of chutzner? I thought chutzner works shalom das.
Chutzner shtameris works shalom das.
So how is that?
No, this is exactly... Okay, hold on. Just go back. Moshe, just say, this is exactly the question that I'm asking. Chutzner shtameris works shalom das. Chutzner she'ena mishtameris sound to the Mishnah like you need seizos l'isodai, like you need das. The question is why? Tosfos says la'adav, you don't need das. Ritva says you only sometimes need das to avoid an undun of hefker. Most Rishonim say you need das to create the echitimsi of shimur, of mishtameris. But the Rambam, according to Yeshua, says, no, you need das because you thought Moshe Spear came in thinking that Kenya Chutzner doesn't need das. It's not true. Only Chutzner mitam shlichos doesn't need das. Chutz mitam yan does need das. Obviously not for getting it, because isha miskaresha shlo l'daita. But for kinyanim, chutz mitam yan does need das. Okay, it's a good question. Why would chutz say mishum shlichas not need das, but chutz mitam yan need das?
The limud would probably be the same from chutzer.
No, chutz mitam yan, maybe we learn from getting, which limud?
Nothing, I'm just trying to think, why would it be that ultimately chutz mitam shlichas does need das, chutz mitam yan does need das, maybe it has to do with the limud, but limud, I mean, we see that from the limud somehow.
But the fact that the chatzer is mishtameres, that's the das. In other words, when he has a chatzer mishtameres,
that's not das kinyan, though. That's something.
No, the Bible is saying anything that comes in there.
Maybe the automatic das.
You the chatzer.
Yeah, that means a little. I hear the taina. Okay, right here. The lula debrema yinira. The hadanak of yom zavu saw the hand shum shet sarashi yikan chavin liknos davga. You need davga kavano liknos shum hachi kolshlo mazavsa, etc. Dvasu lemeimar. And that's the proof. My name is kavano liknos, right? Someone else could take it and say, go prove your kavano liknos, right? Lekain tzar shum kain befeverish. And then you could even be motzi from someone else. Masha ein kain. That's the basic point. A chotzer she'ena mishtameres needs das liknos.
Who is this?
Needs kavana liknos. Pnei Yoshua. That's what I said, the Pnei Yoshua.
No, actually, I understand. Once you establish a chotzer mishtameres as working with Hamshi Klos, and like if you didn't want to take Rashi out of self, then like once you know the parsha shlichos, you know chotzer is also going to be called with Hamshi Klos, just a piece of Svara. So then, the same way that I have no das when the shliach does a ma'aseh kinyan for me, I have no das there. So I have no das when it comes to
right. So Moshe is asking, doesn't the shliach at least need das? Okay, so that is a good question, which I will have to owe you the answer to. Now, that's what. Yeah, one approach to let's just.
What about Dalet Amos?
Okay. What about Dalet Amos? Then how are you going to answer the Dalet Amos? So one possible answer to the Dalet Amos is I could give you two possible. I'll give you three answers to the Dalet Amos. What are the answers to the Dalet Amos? One is the, I just want to remember who said what, but the Pnei Yoshua here says, and the Miyuchasim L'Ritva. The Pnei Yoshua and the Miyuchasim L'Ritva, he doesn't hold like the Rambam in the end. He's just saying the answer for Dalet Amos. He says, in the case of Dalet Amos, I know this is against Tosfos' Diyuk from the Gemara, but Tosfos' Diyuk from the Gemara was not a very strong one. He says, in there, it was obvious you had Kavanah Liknos. It was obvious you wanted to be Koneh, because you were running after Metzia and jumping on it. So it was clear that you had Kavanah Liknos. Over there, it was obvious you had Kavanah Liknos. That's why you didn't need Amira. All they meant in the Gemara is, you don't need to formally say something. You just need to prove your Kavanah Liknos. That's all they meant. So, say, Gemara just meant you can prove Kavana Liknos in ways in nonverbal in a nonverbal fashion. Tosfos makes the deal that if you hadn't jumped on it, if you had been just stood there whistling and minding your own business, it would be better. That's not a valid diuk. No, that's not what the Gemara says at all. The Gemara doesn't say at all that if you hadn't jumped on it, it would be better. The Gemara just says that if you hadn't jumped on it and had Kavanah Lignos, it would have been better. But it doesn't mean if you hadn't jumped on it, it would have been better. If you hadn't jumped on it, you wouldn't have had Kavanah Lignos. Meaning, if I'd just been whistling, minding my own business, something to my Dalanamos, Itaka wouldn't be Kona. Because I have no Kavanah Lignos, and it's not a Shliach, it's only my Yad. The second possible answer, that's against Tosfos' Diyuk, but Tosfos' Diyuk wasn't Mochar. The second possible answer is the Kesef Mishnah. Kesef Mishnah says, Dalet Amos is stronger because of Takana Shelo Yavou Mensuye. How do you write that in Hebrew?
Lariv.
Good. Right, the whole point is Dalet Amos that they shouldn't fight. Therefore, Chazal made Dalet Amos stronger than regular rules and said you're Kona even without saying anything because they just wanted to avoid fighting, so they wanted to settle the matter as quickly as possible. And it's not supposed to follow the normal rules. Or the Magid Mishnah, which some of the acronyms say they don't fully understand, he says that's different, although I'm still not sure exactly why. I'm still not sure exactly how well it helps for this. They put this in parentheses, and I'll explain why in a moment, that Dalet Amos is adif because you could reach it and pick it up without moving your feet. In Dalet Amos, I could reach over and pick something up without moving my feet, so it's better. I'm not sure that would work to help the Pnei Yeshua and Eli Wagner's derech. Okay, that's one derech in the Rambam.
I don't understand. According to Pnei Yeshua, how come in the case where no one's there, you need a mirror?
To show that I have Kavanah Lignos. So if someone comes later and grabs it, I can still tell them to give it back.
But I understand. If you said it or didn't say, no one was there. You can't prove anything in any case. You're going to come to the base and say, I said it, or say you didn't say it.
Okay, so Enochanami, maybe. You're right, meaning if you couldn't prove it, it wouldn't help. Enochanami, you're right. If you couldn't prove it, it wouldn't help. Okay, the other Derek, what's the problem with this Derek in the Rambam?
Why do you have to say it?
What? The Rambam says you have to say it, meaning you have to say it in order to prove that you were Kona. Meaning, and you have to say it, and you have to be able to establish that you said it. But if you said it and couldn't prove it, it would be lo mal lo mo. You have to at least think it, right?
Yeah.
Why do you have to say it? The only reason you have to say it is to prove that you thought it. Now, the problem with this problem in the Rambam is, I love this problem in the Rambam, except for the fact that we're back to the other half of the board, which is, if the Rambam holds that this is based on the assumption that only Tzido only works mitam yad, but the Rambam holds there is no Yad for men. So unless you say like the Nesivos and the Nachlas Dovid that the Rambam is Lav Davka, this is not going to work. So the problem with this is, this only works for the Nachlas Dovid and the Nesivos who say there's no difference between men and women. Because once you admit that men don't have Yad, you can't start explaining that Omri Mitzido is based on Yad, because then men aren't Kona Omri Mitzido, which is impossible. So that's the only weakness of this pshat in the Rambam, that it doesn't work for the Pashup pshat in the Rambam, that men need, that men don't have Chatz Mitam Yad. The other way to interpret the Rambam, the other possible pshat in the Rambam, which is what I think more Achronim take this pshat in the Rambam, is that based on the, who is it? The Rash Ben Vidash of the Shidduch Mekubetzes, is that the Rambam really agrees to most of the Rishonim here. The other pshat in the Rambam is that it is not a lumdus chiluk, it's just a technicality.
Where am I?
Let's call this the Rash Dividash. He's not saying it as Pshat in the Rambam, but I think he is he's saying it on his own in the Gemara. Right, was that a little torus here? Yeah, okay. Here we are, Hashem Rash Dividash. He says that really it's all the Rambam the same as everyone else. The Rambam is all, says the only role for Amira is a hefitimtzi of Mishtameris. That's all the Rambam meant. The Rambam meant you just need to make sure that it is Mishtameris. In a Chatzar Mishtameris, it's objectively Mishtameris. But in our case, we're only Bitsido, it's only Mishtameris based on you guarding it. And if you don't say anything, how do we know you're being Shomerit? Maybe you're not being Shomerit. How do we know you're being Shomerit? How do you know you're being Omeid Lishmor, right? That's the Lashon of the, whoever, I'm not sure the Rosh Dividash was. Actually looked it up, but it didn't make a Roshim on me. He says that you need to prove that you stood there Lishmor. How do you know it's Mishtameris just because you're standing there? Maybe it's only Mishtameris if you're standing there to be Shomerit, not if you're standing there coincidentally. And therefore, in order to prove that you're Shomerit, you need to say Zachsali, not because the Kenyan requires an Amira. Just part of the AP Tints of Mishtameris, he's just very machrin to get a Mishtameris. He says, even if you're standing there and it looks like you're being Shomerit, that's not Mishtameris unless you're actually trying to be Shomerit. So how do we know you're trying to be Shomerit? So you could have just said, you didn't have to say Zachsali Sadi, you could have said, keep away, I'm watching. That would have been just as good. But the normal thing would be to say Zachsali Sadi, and it's just a hypotimpsy of Mishtameris. How would he answer Dalet Amos? Again, either like the Getsa Mishnah or like the thing of Yeshua. Obviously, in that case, you were trying to be Shomer. Or he could talk to say the Magen Mishnah. Whatever is Mamish within my grasp, that I'm automatically Shomer even without, you know, even without it. Anyway, Lamaisa, we have two drachim of the Rambam. Either sort of stick the Rambam to everyone else and say that it's really, there's no separate need for Zosli Sadai. It's just part of the Tims of Mishtamer, and that's what the Rambam meant. But Medvar, when the Chatzar Mishtameris has a fence. What if it doesn't have a fence? Then you need two things in order to be Mishtamer. You need to be there and be able to chase after it and say something in order to show that, meaning, you might have gone to Lignos, but you need to be able to prove it in court, in order to show that you're attempting to be Shomer, that you're paying attention. And you just go farther than the right. But even if you know it's there, you might not care that it's there. You might not be worried about what happens to it. You have to show that you're worried and that you're actively trying to guard it. That is the one shot in the round. The other shot in the round is there's a fundamental chiluk in Lamdus between Chatz Mitanyan and Chatz Mitan Shlichus. And, on the one hand, the Lamdus shot in the round is more attractive because it really explains why there's a need for Zos and Sadai objectively. The only problem is that it goes against what the Rambam says about gender. Unless you take that Lav Davka, or you have to take the Rambam like the Rashi and Dividash is Lav Davka, which a few are going to do. Okay, that is as far as the basic halachas of our sugya. Let's briefly, we don't have much time left. I think we only have one shir left before the Bechena, although we have shirim after the Bechena. Bechena is at the end of this secular month, and then we pick up for in June again. So I think there's last shir is next Thursday. And I've been told that next Thursday is a Babu Nusenu Harabu, Pnei Chata'enu, is a holiday. For at least some of the people in this room and the official institution. So everyone certainly feel free to arrange that it not be a holiday for you. But Pnei Tayin, Pnei Chata'enu, it's a chak that we all have. Nusenu, don't worry, it's not a holiday for you.
Israel Chag is a holiday.
Yeah, especially Israel Chag Shavuos, right? Because if Shavuos would fall on Shabbos, that would be the first opportunity of bringing the Karbanos. But in any case, Israel Chag. Actually, Israel Chag is a holiday for Israelis. I learned that the hard way once. I went to the Kotel after not having been there for a while. Israel Chag with Shavuos and Tor Kriya. Because that's not a day that's functional Kriya. And it was a mistake because the whole reason why the Sinai Nechros do Sinas Chinam So I just created more synagogues. A whole bunch of people came to try to kill me for desecrating their Israelis, for desecrating their holiday. So I realized that Israelis take Israel Chag very, very seriously. From now on, I, the Kabbalah myself, to treat it as a holiday. Okay, great.
The Hasidim were the strongest. The Hasidim were the strongest.
Oh, really? Yes. Okay, that was exactly it. That must have been it. Okay. So on all Israel Chag, only Shavuos.
Every Israel Chag.
Okay. Look at that. Okay. So from now on, we should be sensitive even to Israeli Israel Chag.
Maybe they were upset because you weren't destroying it.
No, certainly not. Anyway, the closest I've ever come to being lynched. If you have to be lynched for something, it should be for the Beis HaMikdash. So we only have one more shiur, which is Monday, before the Chazara. So I just want to go ahead for a few minutes and just, we're not going to get into all the lumdos of Shecha. Just understand Pshat and the Gemara, just there. Let's go to the Gemara. But not Tamer. How do we know you know Omitzat today? The Chashen Mishnayos Omitzat today. We ain't even low. Tanya, Omer today. The era of Omer Yodeh Anisha Omer Chiyesh Mitzat Sada Pom Shachu. Lo Yeshecha. Right? I say, oh, I know my workers forgot a bundle in the field. I don't want it to be Shecha. Yachol Yeshecha. You might think it's a Shecha. Tamalom Mishachachta Omer Sada. The Sada Mishachachta Velo Ba'ir. That there's no. That there's no shecha in the air. Ha, gufakasha, or yochel shecha, mahavi shecha. First day it is shecha, and your speech is ineffective. And also, gemara, some shecha lo beir, that there's no shecha beir, that your speech is effective. Amalo b'shecha, elav hach yomer v'sada shechuach meikara, some that you're trying to point out, lashem shechach, there's a lashem of almost a past perfect lashem, like, b'sada, you need full shecha from the beginning. Right, shechuach, Moshe. In a sadeh, if you forgot it the whole time, it's shecha. If you remember it and then forgot it, it's not shecha. Why? Because if you're in the sadeh, you're next to your field, and even though there are no walls around sados, there are no fences around sados in those days, it's your only mitzvah today. I'm over here, fills up, those who have a shecha, my time, the less I got, the lizki lay. Okay. And they say, Mike's your spouse, and then they take care of that. So, there's something called Shachuach, Zachar Levasov Shachuach. What does Zachar Levasov Shachuach mean? Let's just get shot in the Gemara. This is actually a tremendous Machlokes Rishonim. What Zachar Levasov Shachuach means. And this has something to do with Kinyan Chatzar, right? So what is Zachar Levasov Shachuach? What's the din of Zachar Levasov Shachuach? In the ear, it is shecha. Why? Because I had no kinyan sadeh, kinyan chatzah, because I wasn't only mitzad sadeh, right? In the sadeh, it's not shecha because of kinyan chatzah, because I was only mitzad sadeh. What does ulvasov shechuach means? What does it mean zachar ulvasov shechuach? What's the case? What? Stay with the ear. What case in Zachar Lesof Shechuach is Shecha? Zachar means I know I have a bundle in my field. And what is Lesof Shechuach? What? What's the, just tell me the case. Pasha, kindergarten. I don't want to know Lumbus. I just want to know Pshat in the Gemara. We're not doing Lumbus of Mesechus Peah now.
You forgot about it. Then you had, like...
That I forgot about it.
The Balabites.
Okay, great. So look at Tosfos, for example, Zachar Lesof Shechuach, Pirush Zachar B'Shah Shechiz Shecha Maskelesh, Shecha Kulpolim. When the Poalim missed it, I remembered. Uvasov Shechuach Gampo, and in the end, I forgot it as well. Right? That is Tosfos, and a number of other Rishonim, Rav Akiva Eiger on the side of Mishnayos takes this very seriously. So, what does it mean? According to Tosfos, Tosfos says, what does it mean? Tosfos says, Baal Habayis remembered. And then forgot. Right? That's Tosfos. Baal Habayis remembered and then forgot. Right? Meaning, right? Who does Shecha depend on? Shecha depends on the Baal Habayis. Right? Shecha is a din in the Balabais, right? So, It's a din in the Bailim. And therefore, Be'er it's Shechcha, because it's Shechcha with no Kinyan Chatzer. Well, the truth is that it's the same for everyone, right? Tulsa says, it says, Zachar Bal Habayis Ulvasof Shachach Bal Habayis. That Be'er is Shechcha, but Besada is not, because he had a Kinyan Chatzer in the beginning, right? Who says differently than Tosos?
Rashi.
Rashi, what does Rashi say? E omi b'tzad sadehu, sorry, omi sheishli bas sadeshi, nafsu shabdaisu, nafsu polish sadehu, v'yu polish shachu, lo yishecha chazim shachu, right? Bisade vishachach, shachu b'vachim yisari shecha, lo shachad yisari shecha, el lavachi kamar, fine. Besada shechuach meitara ba'od ha'ish besada omer shechuach meitara shechuach hutchi lepoal ha'mishecha vol zocha shenib shemidaitu vasov shechuach lidei toalim lo ha'mishecha. What does Rashi seem to say? It means that first you remember it, and then who forgets it? Then the poalim forget it. Right? That's what... that's the shot of the Bartanur right there. Below Shachu of Alabais, on the Makorshi, Kim to Alabais, Besad Nikoy, Lizafriya, Alabais, Be'er, Shechcha, Avagav, below Shachu of Alabais. Even though the Balabais never forgets it, it's still Shechcha because Basofi was Shechcha, but they appalled him. And that's what Rashi says in the next one. Also at the end of the Rasul of Be'er, Sha'af Shechcha's Poalim, Osa, Osa, Shechcha. Right? So Rashi, at least most of the places, Rashi says it means Zachar Bal Habayis Vishachuhu Poalim Afalpi Shabal Habayis Lo Shachach. Right? And this is the Bartanura. And the Rabbi Kiva Eder on the side says that's ridiculous. Obviously, Pshat is like Tosos. And you look at all the Rishonim here. You know, the Rishonim split all different ways. The Raven and the Meiri here are pretty mefurish, like Tosos, and the Rambam, there's a big machlokas, Achronim. All right, that's good enough. We have the Gemara and the Mishnayis. They seem to be arguing about who the din of Shechcha is chal on, right? What is Tosos' assumption? Seems to be the Hanocha of Tosos is that din Shechcha is tulling in the Bailam, right? It's not Shechcha unless the owner forgets. Because the owner is the one who's koveh for Shechcha. And Rashi seems to come to the Hanacha that the din Shechcha is tulloy, right, in the Poalim. No. If the Poalim forget it's Shechcha. So Rashi assumes in the ear, if the Poalim forget it's Shechcha, who cares if all the bodies forgot or not? It depends. Why the Poalim? Because they're the people with the... They're the people who are oskim in the kotzir or the emor or the right the polim who are osik. Well, Tosum's no, it can't be shechcha till the balbais forgets, right? Havi shechcha beir, havi shechcha beir. So Rashi assumes that no. Shechcha v'shachachta omer basadeh is going on whoever's in the sadeh working with the omer. And Tosfos assumes that shechcha depends on the owner.
But aren't the Poalim really here, the shlichus or the yad of the Baal Ba'o? It doesn't matter what the Baal Ba'o, he told them to take care of it, so they should be a shechcha.
So you're saying, isn't it pasha that Rashi and the Bartanura are correct? Why do you need the owner to forget? So it could be that, no, even though the Poalim, the yad of the Baal Ba'o, that just means he has four hands. I mean, or 100 hands. Right? We don't mean the Baal Bayis is not the Yad of Baal Bayis. It's like a higher poel. Even when we say he's my Yad, that doesn't mean he's my Yad and I'm not. It means I have four hands. But therefore, even if he forgot, I didn't. Right? So I didn't forget. So if you go by the Bailus, okay, so that's one machlokas in Peya, which we're not getting into the implications. The more interesting question that we've shown him here is not about the ear. Here we know what the din is in the ear. I'm in the ear. Tosfos says, as long as I remember, it's not Shechcha, because it depends on, it goes by the Bailum. Rashi says, once the Poalim forget a Shechcha, because it goes by the authorized Oskim, Im HaTfuah. What about the Sadeh, right? How about the Sadeh? What's the principle here in terms of the Sadeh? The principle in terms of the Sadeh is that if... Now, obviously, the Polim don't make a difference in terms of Kenyan Chatzar, because it's not their Chatzar, right? But if I am Kone B'Kenyan Chatzar, then there's no Shechah. That's the principle of the Sadeh, right? If the Baal Bais is in the Sadeh, he's Omer B'Tzadeh, he's Kone B'Kenyan Chatzar, there's no Shechah anymore. Right, okay, what's strange about that?
You never have the din of
Shecha, right? You never have the din of Shecha because, what do you mean? I'm not only that, what do you mean? Okay, let's start with that. You never have the din of Shecha because, what do you mean? It's always in the guy's chatzer. So, okay, who's bothered by this on the daf? Tosos is bothered by this, right? 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 So really? Really? I can be Kona B'Kenyan Chatzar and avoid Shecha? The whole point of Shecha is that even though it's mine, I have to give it to the Aniyim. What? So Tosa says no problem. What is Tosa's answer? Tosa says, of course I can't be Kona beforehand and avoid the din of Shecha. That's ridiculous. The whole point of Shecha is that I have to give my own property to the Aniyim. Who cares if I was Kona once, twice, or eight times? So what's the point of Shecha? So what's the point of Kenyan? Tosa says, What is Tosa saying? Tosa says that, of course, a kinyan before Shecha doesn't prevent Shecha. It's mine anyway. And of course, a kinyan after Shecha can't prevent Shecha. Because that's the whole point. Lo sasha l'kachto. Right? So it doesn't make any sense. A kinyan beforehand can't prevent Shecha because it's mine. A kinyan afterwards can't prevent Shecha because that's the whole issue. Lo sasha l'kachto. Lo ani l'ger tazol. So what's the only time a kinyan prevents Shecha? What? In the middle of Shecha. Happy in the middle of Shecha? Ah, because if there's me and the polim, it's only Shecha when we both forget it, right? Because they're my shluchim and I'm part of myself. I have four hands. Right? Let's say I have one polim. Make it simpler. I have four hands, so only all the hands forget it. So that's exactly what Tosa says. One day is Tosfos, only if you're Kone in the middle of the Shecha, which is a pretty rare case, right? Because Kone before him doesn't help because it's mine anyway, right? Kone afterwards doesn't help because that's the din of Shecha. It's allowed to be Kone afterwards. Only Kone in the middle. Okay, that's one shot. However, and that seems to be a very attractive shot. However, the Ravid has two slightly more radical possibilities. The Ravid has two deus there. I think I'm saying the deus in the right order. The Ravid's first dea is similar. He says, of course being Kone beforehand doesn't help. Then, what does the Ravid say? He says, only... And how can you be Kone in the middle of the Shecha? Between Polim and Baal Habayis. Right? Now, what would you do for Rashi? Rashi says that it's only up to the Polim. I still think maybe you could say, if you're Kone at the moment the Polim forget it, that also you manage to catch it. Like, you're not Kone beforehand, you're not Kone afterwards, you're Kone at the moment the Polim forget it. Maybe that's also good enough, because you caught the exact moment. The Ravid says also something similar. Only if you're Kone after the Parsha of Shecha begins, when does the Parsha of Shecha begin? Not when you forget it. Even before you forget it, when do you enter the Parsha of Shecha? When you turn around for it. How do we know when you turn around for it? Remember the Gemara later. Lo sasha l'kachto, right? I mean, as long as it's in front of me, there's no shecha. When is there shecha? If it's behind me, but not if it's behind me and I remember. I'm allowed to go to the bathroom, right? Then turn my back on it. If it's behind me and I forgot.
Then you're going.
Right. if it's behind me, and I forget about it. So therefore he says, look, if it's behind me, but I haven't forgot, I have a window where we're in the middle of the Shekhah as well. So he's trying to get to the same thing as Tosfos. Now, between turning my back on it and forgetting. So basically, the Rambam's first answer and Tosfos are trying to struggle with this problem. It doesn't make any sense you could be Kona before forgetting. That's against the idea of Shekhah. You certainly can't be Kona after forgetting. That's against the Pasuk. So it must be able to be Kona in the middle sometimes. Sometime. You know, when Shekhah has started, but hasn't finished yet. So Tosfos says, when the Poland forgot, but I did it. That's in the middle. That's my window where I can be Kona and prevent Shekhah. And the Ravid says, when I turned around, but I haven't forgotten yet, that's my window. The Ravid's second day is exceedingly radical. The Ravid's second day basically says, Eina Hanami. You can be Vatal Tor Shekhah. Right? The Ravid's second day says that really I can always whenever I'm Kona, there's no Shekhah. The Ravid says in the second day. You're right, I can be Kona before Shekhah starts. Once I'm Kona, there's no Shekhah. Then how is there ever Shekhah? Isn't it always in my Sadeh? Right? So how am I ever Kona? How is there ever Shekhah? Aren't I always Kona beforehand? So the Ravid says the same part, piece that I read, beforehand, ordinarily, Shechuach meikar shepalim asuvi nichub makom mutzer shlo ru'u bal bayis me olam. Lo ru'u bal bayis me olam. So, he says, when is the only time you can have shecha? If lo ru'u bal bayis me olam, if you never saw it. Because if you never saw it, then you were never... If you never saw it, then you were never Kone. That's where he gets his shot in the Mishnah, right? That why didn't say Zosli Sadai? Just to show that you know about it. Just so you know it exists. And he basically says there's only Shekha if you don't know that that it exists. The Riffle also quotes a similar data to this. So he basically says, what did the Ravid say? The Ravid basically says that basically Ravatal Tor Shekha says, you know, Kinyan beforehand is Mivatal Torah Shekha. How can you ever have Kinyan beforehand? So, according to the Rambam, you can have Kinyan beforehand if you didn't say Zachzali Sadai. And even according to other Rishonim, they say, if you didn't say Zachzali Sadai, maybe it's an umdana, like the Ritva, that you want to do mitzvahs. Right? But the Ravid says, Kinyan beforehand is Mivatal Torah Shekha. The only case of Shekha is if the owner never saw it in his field. How could the owner never see it in his field? The answer is because he has polim and they put it someplace where he couldn't see. That would be a very, very big chiddush. That the only is if he never saw it in his field. Again, the Ritva quotes the Yesh Omer says, or if he never said Zosli Sadai. Basically, the third answer is Eina Hanami. Bitalta Tor Shekha. You're right, no one ever asked to give Shekha. Shekha is only for tzaddikim want to go to Fnimi Shir Sadin. But every normal person would just be Kona, be Kinyan Chatzer, and not give Shekha. So the second day of the Ravid is very radical, says no one really, hardly anyone ever gives Shekha. Shekha is a very rare thing, like that pussy, like the Tsarabar and Yerani Dachas. But the mainstream pshat is that no, before him being Kona doesn't help, after him being Kona doesn't help. You have to chop it somewhere in the middle. Then there's just two different formulations about how to cop that middle.
But according to the Rambam wouldn't say it's up to the sub. It's something that's already in your field. It's not it's here. It's growing in your field.
Aha. Okay. So this is a trickier question, which is what's this idea of Kinyan anyway, if it belongs to you? Like this is something which they don't deal with so much. What are you doing Kinyan Sadeh? What does Kinyan have to do with? It belongs to you. How can you call it something that belongs to you? Even in the middle of Shekha, it still belongs to you because it's not finished being Shekha yet.
It's on the way out.
What? It's on the way. It's certainly on the way out. So it's not so clear. Right. What the Rambam it says is it's not that you're mamish kona. Because if you're mamish, how can you be kona something that's how can you be kona something that's already yours? So you're right. The Rambam might not apply. The Rambam said it's not that you're mamish kona. It's more that you are taking it. That you're taking it through the kinyan chatzer. And the idea is that if you take it, it's like you took it home. Once you take it home, if I forget it in my pantry, there's no shifcha. Shifcha is only if I forget to take it home in the first place. So therefore, it might be like a lakicha more than a kinyan, in which case Chaim would be right. If you're just a lakicha more than a kinyan, then maybe I wouldn't need das machne. Okay, that's a valid point. Anyway, it's a funny halacha in the first place to think that you could be kona something that's already yours and get rid of shifcha. It's a very strange halacha, so we get it from a pasuk, right? What's the pasuk? V'shachachta that the Omer Basada, Basada shechuch meikara is shechcha and shechuch, zochum so shechuch is not. But it's a big finish that you can somehow do this pseudo kinyan to say, I'm asserting my rights over it. And therefore, I'm not forgetting it because I really want to take it home. I really want to keep it. I'm not forgetting it. How big of a finish this is, the right would take the second day, it takes you reductio ad absurdum, that you can be vatal ol tor shechcha. And as a matter of fact, the only time you have shechcha is if you never really saw the bundle in your field in the first place to be koneh, or if you never came to your field, right, he can say also, you never visited your field to be koneh. It would be sort of hard, like a balabas who worked his own field, a small farmer, a family farmer, could never have shechcha, according to the Ravid. And the Yeshua and the Ritva says just a little less radical than that at first. Like, anyone who doesn't want to give shechcha should never give shechcha. Just say, I want to be koneh and not give shechcha. The simple shot is, again, that you have to, like, catch it in the middle of something, in limbo someplace, in order to, because before shechcha, it does you no good to be koneh. The whole chiddush of the Torah was that even though you were koneh, you have to give it up. After shechcha, it certainly does you no good, but in the middle of shechcha, then you stop the shechcha in the middle, and now it's not shechcha anymore, and that's the pshat of Tosfos from the first pshat of the Ravid. Okay, we're not going to go into the old love the Sapeya. We'll pick up next time here at Hashem with Daf Yalav and Beis. What I think we're going to have to do next time is I gave up Makor Shir already, and Monday Shir, we're going to skip all the details for now of Tovas Hana'a and of Beer Maestros and sort of all the Truma and Meiser parts we're not going to be able to get into yet because I want to finish the Kinyan Chatzer parts. So we're going to just try to get up to the end of the Gemara, the Chatzer Mishum Yarashim Shlichus, and finally summarize exactly what Das Machne does for Chatzer, and how that affects the question of Mishum Yad and Mishum Shlichus, and finish up the main discussion about this Chatzer. We'll have to come back in June after the Chazara to fill in maybe some of the Iker.
When does the Zman end?
The Zman ends June 15th. So our schedule is next Monday we have Shir, then we have Chazara, then we have a Bechina, and then we have another 2 weeks of Shir.
When does the Shir start again?
In June. Whatever the day works out to be.
June 3rd.
June 3rd is Monday.
Then we'll come back to maybe fill in some of the side issues here to the last piece in the Mishnah, and then go on to the next Mishnah and see how far we can get. We're not going to get quite as far as I thought we might, but we'll do what we can.